Terry. I'm here just to support the Palestinian people and the return home. I think this is great that the community comes together to support these global issues. It's devastating what's happening. It's absolutely heart-wrenching, and I think we need to do what we can as humanity to come together and fight for these inhumane practices that are going on. We have the potential to live in such a harmonized planet if we have our hearts and minds in the right place, and that's what we want to inspire with coming together in this type of community. Bicycles, I think, bring joy. They also, they're people power, and pedal power is, it's just the most efficient way of mobilizing and getting around. And we don't have to rely on fossil fuels. These fossil fuels are funding this genocide. I love being part of coming together on bikes. There's such a joy when us as people of all ages come together. We're just big kids on bikes having a good time, but also here for a proper cause. We need to find some peace within ourselves so we know what that feels like to spread to others. And by doing this, we come together as a community to feel connection and friendship and camaraderie with one another, to so we have a sense of how it can be and how it should be.
This is one of the more critical concerns that the world has right now. It really is a genocide happening in Palestine and other parts of the world as well, Sudan, Congo, and we can't let that happen on our watch, not without being out here and saying, this is not right. That's why we're here today.
We came out because the Gaza Sunbirds asked us to ride in solidarity with the Great March of Return, which happened March 30th, 2018 to 2019.
What do the Gaza Sunbirds mean to you?
Resilience and resistance and riding, enjoyment, life.
It's incredible to witness, and especially the Gaza Sunbirds, the way that they have shown such resilience. It's what's best of humanity to witness. I just love anyone that is willing to get out in the rain and ride and have a common purpose for a better world.
People are being taken as political prisoners in the U.S. right now, and how terrifying that is for all of us, and how much we need to fight back against that before it comes for all of us. So in whatever you do today, tomorrow, next week, the protests you go to, the people you talk to, keep speaking up for Mahmoud and for all of the other students at Columbia who have been detained, who have had their degrees revoked, because this is the sign that fascism is really, truly here. Not to say that it hasn't been, but we're at a point where we all have to fight back and speak up against that every day.
Free, free Palestine!
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 Free, free Palestine!